WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, it's clear and 23 degrees in Atlantic. We look for a record-setting high of 60 degrees today under mostly sunny skies. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. In area news, the Audubon County Sheriff's Department said yesterday an Exira man was arrested late Wednesday morning. 19-year-old Dylan Seth Olson was taken into custody on an outstanding warrant out of Audubon County and charged with revocation of his probation. Olson posted a $5,000 bond that same day and was released from jail. He'd been sentenced to 1 year of probation in July of 2011 after entering a written plea of guilty to a charge of OWI, second offense. More news in just a moment. Don't wait until the coldest day of the year. Now's the time to get your heating system checked. Masker Plumbing and Heating is here to help you get your heating system checked so you won't be left out in the cold. And with cold comes snow. Masker Plumbing and Heating is here to help you with your home and commercial snow removal. Call now to set up your appointment so you can get on their list or to set up your furnace inspection. Just call Maskers at 712-243-2260 or stop by at 209 Walnut Street in Atlantic. Masker Plumbing and Heating would also like to remind you to be sure and put fresh batteries in all of your carbon monoxide and smoke detectors while it's most important during this time of year. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. Atlantic City Administrator Doug Harris says the city isn't receiving its fair share of funds from the county for the public library. Harris said he's been looking at how services the city pays for are used by Cass County residents and vice versa. He says looking at the circulation numbers of the library and the population numbers and comparing what Atlantic gets from the county in support of the library as compared to other cities in the county, the fair share from the rural customers would be almost $72,000.
The county contributed that since the city residents pay 30% of the county tax bill. The county would have to contribute almost $103,000 for the rural customers to pay their $72,000. But of course, we received $13,000.
He says looking at other cities in the county based on the circulation of their libraries, the county funds an average of $4.42 per capita, whereas in Atlantic, the county is only funding 73 cents.
If they funded us at the $4.42 that they're funding the other cities, then they would be contributing $78,526 to the city. If it was based on population, you can see that they have been funding a population base of $15.57 per capita, whereas we get $1.83. And if they funded us on a per capita basis, we'd be provided $110,703.
Doug Harris said it appears the county is funding what would be our fair share of for the other cities in the county, but the Atlantic Public Library is being underfunded. Harris said he's not sure how that happened or why, but the city provides a lot of services to rural residents, such as a subsidy for the Nation of Valley Family YMCA, which the county residents can use at the same price as city residents.
And I think we're getting to the point that the city residents really can't shoulder all that burden. The costs need to be more fairly allocated between county and city residents.
He says the issue will have to be discussed between the city council and the county commissioners and or board of supervisors. Harris said the supervisors may not even be aware of the disparity. The Cass County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that as a result of an anonymous tip received on December 28th and a subsequent check on a rural party, 14 people were cited into magistrate's court for possession of alcohol underage. Among those cited in alphabetical order was 20-year-old Mackenzie Anstey of Cumberland, 19-year-old Jackson Armstrong of Anita, 19-year-old Angela Arp of Messina, 19-year-old Paige Dinkla of Messina, 18-year-old Laura Lee Beth Dolch of Atlantic, 18-year-old Taylor Dorsey of Anita, 19-year-old Delbert Holcomb of Dallas Center, 19-year-old Shay Kaufman of Anita, 19-year-old Tanner Runyon of Messina, 18-year-old Presley Ann Sisler of Anita, 19-year-old Kelsey Mae Smith of Anita, 18-year-old McKay Diane Smith of Anita, 19-year-old Alex C. Stork of Atlantic, and 20-year-old James Dylan Swanson of Marnie. In addition, one juvenile male was also cited into juvenile court for being a minor in possession of alcohol. News time is 7:11. Don't wait until the coldest day of the year. Now's the time to get your heating system checked. Masker Plumbing and Heating is here to help you get your heating system checked so you won't be left out in the cold. And with cold comes snow. Masker Plumbing and Heating is here to help you with your home and commercial snow removal. Call now to set up your appointment so you can get on their list or to set up your furnace inspection. Just call Maskers at 712-243-2260 or stop by at 209 Walnut Street in Atlantic. Masker Plumbing and Heating would also like to remind you to be sure and put fresh batteries in all of your carbon monoxide and smoke detectors while it's most important during this time of year. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. And in our funeral announcements, Raymond Hansen, age 93, of Atlantic, died Sunday. Funeral services for Raymond Hansen will be held today at 10 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Wanda Lee Berg, age 78, of Cumberland, died Monday. Funeral services for Wanda Berg will be held today at 10:30 at the First Evangelical Lutheran Church in Wyota. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Wilma Dunkerson, age 92, of Fontenelle, died Sunday. Funeral services for Wilma Dunkerson will be today at 10:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. Violet Froome, age 90, of Avoca, and formerly of the Omaha and Shelby areas, died Monday. Funeral services for Violet Froome will be today at 10:30 at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Shelby. Amy Cobalt Leggett, age 90, of Winterset and formerly of Earlham, died Sunday. A graveside service for Amy Cobalt Leggett will be held today at 10:30 at the Earlham Cemetery. The Coon Funeral Home, Earlham Chapel, has arrangements. Betty Christensen, age 91, of Exira, died Monday. Funeral services for Betty Christensen will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Columbine Collie Sullivan Verath, age 78, of Greenfield, died Monday. Funeral services for Collie Sullivan Verath will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Emmert Pete Peterson, age 87, of Coon Rapids, died Tuesday in Carroll. Funeral services for Pete Peterson will be held Friday at 10:30 at the Ascension Lutheran Church in Coon Rapids. Johnson and Woodhouse Funeral Home of Coon Rapids has arrangements. Orlin Kane, age 73, of Griswold, died Saturday. Funeral services for Orlin Kane will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Max Mackerel, age 76, of Adair, died Monday. A memorial service for Max Mackerel will be held on Friday at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has arrangements. Mervyn Schaff, age 95, of Harlan, died December 16th. Funeral services for Mervyn Schaff will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Ronald Dean Pilcher, age 71, formerly of Adair, died Monday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Ron Pilcher will be on Friday at 2 o'clock at the Holy Trinity Lutheran Church in Ankeny. The Ankeny Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. Lila Hall, age 88, of Fontenelle, died Tuesday. Memorial services for Lila Hall will be on Friday at 2 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. Donald O'Brien, age 81, of Stewart, died Tuesday in Winterset. A funeral mass for Donald O'Brien will be held Saturday at 10 o'clock at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Donald Sonny Earlbeck, age 72, of Coon Rapids, died Wednesday at the Manning Regional Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Sonny Earlbeck will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Annunciation Church in Coon Rapids. Johnson and Woodhouse Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. Mindy Ann Duckworth Grasty, age 44, of Greenfield, died Saturday. Memorial services for Mindy Duckworth Grasty will be held Saturday at 5 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Daryl J. Spencer, age 68, of Atlantic, died Tuesday. Per his request, a cremation has taken place and no services are planned at this time for Daryl Spencer. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic is assisting the family. And Beulah Nielsen, age 91, of Elkhorn, died Wednesday in Harlan. Services for Beulah Nielsen are currently pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton. Our news was brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.